Dimitri Henley might be called the third man out in this case. The two other men charged in the same rape had their cases dismissed, and one of them won a federal court case that granted him a right to a new trial using the same argument that the Supreme Court rejected. The state high court ruled 4-3 that Henley incorrectly used a statute meant only for civil cases when he petitioned for a new trial to present new evidence of his innocence. Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project was Henley's lawyer.
The court in this case actually took a rule of procedure that previously the courts in Wisconsin have applied to both civil and criminal cases and limited it to just civil cases, thereby making this kind of remedy only available to people who only have money, typically have just money at stake, and depriving criminal defendants whose very freedom is at stake, potentially for the rest of their life.
Findlay says the verdict will have a devastating effect on Henley.
It just saddens me deeply to think what this decision will do to him as a human being, all based on the court's desire to choke off relief to criminal defendants, especially in this era when we've learned that the criminal justice system is indeed quite fallible.
As is often true in sexual assault cases, the issue in this rape was whether or not the woman victim had consented to have sex with the assailants. Henley hoped to bring evidence from a witness who would testify the sex was consensual. In his dissent, Justice Patrick Crooks accused his colleagues of refusing to let a jury hear important new evidence about whether or not a rape really occurred. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.